Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it was the year 1406 BC. After nearly 40 years of wandering, the Israelites would soon, at long last, be entering the land that the Lord had promised them. But their leader throughout those 40 years, Moses, would not be entering the land with them. About a year earlier, the Lord had revealed to Moses that he would live to see the promised land from a distance, but that he would no longer be there to lead the Israelites when they actually entered the land. And so, as the time approached for Israel to cross the Jordan River and enter the promised land, Moses knew that his time here was nearing an end. And so he used his final bit of time with the Israelites to preach to them a few last times, giving them his final words to carry with them in their hearts as they went on. Those final messages from Moses to the Israelites have been preserved for us in the book of Deuteronomy. And as we hear in this morning's reading from Deuteronomy, much of Moses' message can be summarized in one word: remember. And what exactly was it that Moses wanted the Israelites to remember? He wanted them, above all, to remember what the Lord had done for them, to remember that it was the Lord who had set them free from slavery in Egypt, to remember that it was the Lord who had cared for them throughout their years in the wilderness, feeding them daily with manna, bread from heaven, and also feeding their souls with his word, teaching them, as Moses said, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And then, as they remembered what God had done for them in the past, Moses also wanted them to remember what God had promised them for the future. God's promises of a good land that they could call home, promises of hope and a future for them. And he wanted them to remember that all of that, God's deliverance of them in the past, his provision for them day by day, and his promises for the future, that all of that was theirs, not because they were deserving, but because God is gracious. Moses told the Israelites that as they went on to receive more and more of God's blessings, they should be careful not to say to themselves, "My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth." Instead, he said, they should remember the Lord, who is the giver of any power or wealth that we might have, and who ultimately is the giver of every good gift. And then finally, remembering all that God has done for them, remembering God's good promises for the future, and remembering that all of this was an undeserved gift from the Lord, Moses called on the Israelites to also remember one more thing. Moses knew that in the years to come, they would be blessed by the Lord in many ways in the land he was giving them. And so Moses told them, when those blessings came, to remember to praise the Lord their God for what he had done for them. That praise would include coming before the Lord to express their thanks and praise in words and song. And it would also include living a life of praise by remembering the Lord's words and faithfully seeking to live a life guided and shaped by those words, living a life that would show that they had not forgotten the Lord. As Moses said, "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God, not keeping his commandments." This message from Moses to the Israelites, to remember the Lord in their hearts and to let that remembrance show in what they say and do, was essentially a call to thank the Lord their God with hearts and hands and voices. And that same call also comes to us as God's people today. And as it did for God's people then, it all starts with remembering. And what exactly are we to remember? Above all, remember what the Lord has done for you. Moses called the Israelites to remember that it was the Lord who had set them free from slavery in Egypt. We have a far greater deliverance than that to remember. Remember that by dying for your sins on the cross, Christ has set you free from sin, from death, and from the devil. Moses also called the Israelites to remember how the Lord had fed them with manna, bread from heaven, and had also taught them that man does not live by bread alone. And we have a far greater provision than that to remember. Remember how God has cared for you day by day, giving you each day your daily bread. And remember especially that he has given you Jesus Christ himself as the very bread of life. And as you remember what God has done for you up to this day, remember also all of his promises to you for days to come. Moses called the Israelites to remember that it was the Lord who had promised them the good land that they were about to enter and had brought them there by his grace. And we have a far greater home than that awaiting us. Remember Christ's promise to you that he has gone to prepare a place for you in his Father's house, that where he is, there you also may be. Remember the Father's promise that whoever trusts in his Son, Jesus Christ, will not perish, but will have eternal life. And remember that all of that is yours, not because we are deserving, but because God is amazingly gracious. Because he is a God who pardons sin. He is a God who took on flesh and suffered and died in the flesh so that we can live with him forever. He is a God who looks upon sinners like us who deserve nothing from him and freely gives us everything. And finally, remembering all that God has done for us and continues to do for us, remembering God's great promises for our future, and remembering that all of this is an entirely undeserved free gift from the Lord, let us then also remember one more thing. Let us remember not just one day a year or one week a year, but throughout the year and throughout our lives, to praise the Lord for what he has done for us, to thank the Lord for all that he has given us. That praise includes regularly coming before the Lord to thank and praise him in word and song, as we do here this morning. And it also includes living a life of praise by remembering the Lord's words to us and faithfully seeking to live a life guided and shaped by those words. Living a life that shows that we have not forgotten the Lord, but that he is a vital and living presence in our hearts and lives today. As we thank the Lord with hearts and with hands and with voices. The verses from Deuteronomy that we've been focusing on this morning are from chapter 8 of that book. And they come in the middle of a longer section, a large, longer message that Moses addressed to the Israelites at that time. Chapters 6 through 11 of Deuteronomy all focus on one theme. And that theme is the call to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength. And that ultimately is what giving thanks is about. loving the Lord our God with all our heart, by remembering with gratitude all that he has done for us, all that he continues to do for us, and all that he promises to do for us, all despite our unworthiness. Loving the Lord our God with all our soul, by trusting in him above all things, and giving him all glory, honor, and praise for every good thing. Loving the Lord our God with all our strength, by living lives which show that we have not forgotten the Lord our God. And doing all of this, motivated by our gratitude for the good news that God has not forgotten us, and indeed will never forget us, but that he will always remember us in mercy and in grace. And so I would like to close this morning with the words of Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.